Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Dick Hurren from the Bridgerland Audubon Society in Cache Valley. Were you ever awakened by this sound? Did you wonder what in the world was going on? This is the sound of the northern flicker, a largish, ant-eating woodpecker found in open woodlands, savannas, and forest edges throughout North America. The western subspecies, the red-shafted flicker, can be found year-round in Utah. Its brown body with spotted breast and thin dark bars across its back are unmistakable. Both sexes have a large black collar and red spot on the head. The male's spot is on the back of the head, the female's on the side. Nesting season is when you'll most likely hear the flicker drumming loudly on your house or nearby trees. Flickers, like other woodpeckers, drum to attract mates and defend territory. They are not looking for food. Both sexes drum, and you'll usually hear the drumming in conjunction with their long call. Flicker drumming is produced by rapidly and sharply beating the tip of the bill on some sort of resonating object, usually a dead tree trunk, limb, or branch, sometimes a metal surface. They will use aluminum siding as well as the trim and fascia boards of homes. Scientists have measured just over 1 second as the average duration of a drum roll, with averages of 22 to 25 total beats in each roll. Does it hurt the little guy to bang his head repeatedly against a hard surface? No. Flickers and other woodpeckers have thickened skulls and powerful neck muscles that enable them to deliver sharp blows without damaging their internal organs. A spongy elastic tissue connects the flexible joints between the beak and skull, acting as a shock absorber. Bristly feathers around the nostrils help filter out wood dust created as the flicker pounds away. Luckily for homeowners, holes made by drumming activities are usually just small, shallow dents in the wood, and the drumming usually stops once nesting begins. For the most part, flickers spend their time digging in the ground, slurping up ants with their long tongues. If a flicker gets on your nerves, there are some things you can do to discourage his behavior, like hanging mylar reflective tape or streamers to the area where he likes to drum. Personally, the sound doesn't bother me, especially since I know the source is an attractive bird whose taste in real estate just happens to be the same as mine. For Wild About Utah, I'm Dick Hurren.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. Thanks to the Western Soundscape Archive at the University of Utah J. Willard Marriott Library, westernsoundscape.org.